along. We're about right on time. Next presentation is coming up on from Shiling Zhou on non-parametric analysis of multi-dimensional quality attributes and input use in cotton from Texas Tech. Thank you.
Morning, everyone. My talk is about multi-dimensional quality attributes and input use in cottons. So based on a lot of research, we found water and nitrogen are two of the most important constraints to cotton production in the South Saharan Plains. And we know the cotton's price is affected by the attributes of the fiber. The previous empirical work in cotton price quality analysis usually will use a hedonic price model. That means the price of P is the attributes, each of the attributes. And we know the attributes are affected by the soil properties, irrigation methods and amounts, and the fertilizer and weather, etc. So the attributes here will be the function of all the inputs here. And we know when we measure the quality attributes of cotton, the widely accepted is we use, for example, the length, we use short, medium, long, or extreme long. We don't use this or how much inches it is. And also for the strength, irrigation, and uniformity, we use weak, base, strong, and something like this. So this, we call this is categorical variables. Also, we can find the colors here. The percent of reflectance and the yellowness divided by the grade of the cottons. But we can find between or within these cells, we treat these qualities is no difference. So our objective is to study the impact of input use in quality attributes of cotton lint by defining the attributes as categorical variables. Our data come from this a three-year experiment. It's on a 14 hectare areas within a 48 hectare center pivot. It's in the La Mesa, just south of Lubbock. The data, we just planted cotton in May of 2002, 2003, and 2004. And we have after harvest, we just measured these qualities, quality attributes. And this is what our data looks like. We get the input here, the total of water, the total of nitrogen, and these attributes, macronia, length, uniformity, strength, irrigation, percent of reflectance, and the plus B, and the yields here. So, because our data didn't cover all the ranges as widely used, so we changed these data from the continuous variable to categoricals. Some of them just based the widely accepted standards from USDA, and some of them we just arbitrarily based on changes this continuous to categories, for example, the percent of reflectance, it just covers from 70 to 78. But for the widely accepted, maybe from 40 to maybe 90. But our data just covers this range. So we need to define the grades. The grade one is the best grade, and the grade five is the worst. We will use the ordered logistic model to do this analysis. We know the ordered logistic model just is very best to estimate the the categorical, the ordered categorical variables. For each of the Cotton attributes, I have J ordered categories, then the probability that this attribute equals to J, we can get the probability here. And we can calculate the probability, the odds of the odds ratio. This is the probability of P1, just for example, the grade 1 over all the other grades here. Then we can get the ratio of these two probability, the attributes in that grades. And here is our results. We found the water is significant for macronia, aggregation, Rans, RD, and plus B at 1% level. And it's not significant for strength and uniformity. The odds ratio for aggregation for macronia is 0.768. It's less than 1. And aggregation is larger than 1. The Rans is 0.71, is less than 1. So this, for example, for macronia, it's 0.74768. That means the probability of range of the grade 1 over all the other, the probability that this attributes location at all the other grades is equal to 0.7. That means that this probability is less than so it means that if we increase the water use, the probability of the grades in the highest in the grade 1, this means the best will decrease. As we can show here, as the change of water increases, the odds ratio will decrease. That means the probability in grade 1 over the probability in the all the other grades will decrease. That means the macronia will decrease from grade 1 to grade 2 or grade 3 or grade 4. When the coefficient greater than 1, that means when the water changes, increases, the attributes in the grade 1 will increase. That means the quality for this aggregation will increase. And also, the quality for Rans will decrease when the water increases. And the color quality will increase as the water change increases. As for the nitrogen, we found it's significant for Rans at 5% level and for the reflection at 1% level. For the nitrogen for the Rans is 1.005, it's greater than 1, that means that when the nitrogen input increases, the Rans, the attributes will increases from the probability that this Rans in grade 1 will increases. So that means the quality for Rans will increases. And our future study will combine this model with a hedonic price model so we can get the weight for each of the attributes. And we will use a max optimization to find how the input can get the maximum profits. Thank you. This is our presentation. Any questions?
Did you test for the following slide too? That 1.001 on the coefficient being different than 1? Because I mean, that's a composed number. significant for one, then we have hydrogen that's going to have an effect on the odds ratio.
Oh, yeah, this significant with one. Yes, we just test it. It's the this is the reflection for the color is it's significant 1% level, and the yellowness it's not significant. Yeah. Yeah, it's different from yes. It's the 1% level is significant between the difference with zero, because here is the exponential of the estimated coefficient. If it's zero, here is equal to one. The odds ratio exponential of the estimated coefficient you can find here. Yes, here. Yeah. This is the odds ratio p over 1 minus p. We take exponential both sides and get the odds ratio. Yeah, if it's significant with 0, then if it equal to 0, then we get 1.
Yeah. Any further questions?
Yeah, please.
So the test is implied when you test the parameter, not the
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.